Gelber spoke about the economic and political challenges that Florida faces and what changes he wants to see. Gelber harshly criticized the Republican leadership in Tallahassee.
So if you look at Florida as a whole, it becomes pretty obvious to me that, and the only way to describe it is these guys have really driven this state into a ditch. And they really have. And I don't believe it's some macroeconomic trends that have been doing it. It has been choices that Republican leaders have made in our state over the last decade. And it has been policies that have been short-term minded, have been worried about the next election cycle and not worried about the next generation.
According to Gelber, the current economic hardship facing Florida is due to the fact that the state relies too much on the housing and development industry.
If you look at our housing market, we've had a growth-based economy in Florida. We don't build professions. We don't build a manufacturing base. We have had an entire economy premised on growth and nothing else. And the result of that has been that when there's a slight downturn in the economy, we see a huge downturn in the economy, which is why we have the second highest mortgage foreclosure rate in America, and our unemployment rate is about to break the 11% barrier.
Speaking to a group of about 20 people at the luncheon, Gelber addressed today's hottest issue, health care reform. The Miami Democrat said he agreed with President Obama that health care is a right, not a privilege.
And I think it's sort of amazing that debate is going on the national level. But in Florida, we have a health care system that has left 4 million people without health insurance, including 800,000 children. And those people that don't have health care in Florida are not the very poor or older because they have health insurance. It is working people. And if you're a child without health care, that means you got to wait till you're sick enough to actually go to an emergency room for your regular care. It's really sort of amazing, and we have the highest percentage other than Texas in the country. So healthcare has come nowhere to Florida.
He distinguishes the Democratic Party's stance on healthcare from Republicans.
If you really want to understand what this healthcare debate is about, talk to a mother or father of a child with leukemia. And you watch them thinking about, with terror in their eyes, this something that they could not imagine, couldn't imagine in a million years, and that they have some insurance company that doesn't let them travel with their kid or doesn't give them some treatment or some after treatment because it doesn't fit exactly with the constraints of their policy. The healthcare debate is about people's lives and nothing else. And I am so proud of our party because while the other side is talking about division and fear and using scare tactics, we actually are advancing real policies. And I think you all should be very proud of them. I don't care where you fall on a lot of these things. This is the kind of debate we needed desperately in this country.
City Councilman John Dingfelder recently decided that he will support Gelber for Attorney General.
You know, I've been watching this race for the last couple of months, and I've met both of the candidates, and I'm very impressed by both of the Democratic candidates. But as of this week, I decided that I'm going to go with Dan Gelber. I just think that, you know, in listening to his story and in looking at his credentials and his background, I think he's the kind of guy who can just roll up his sleeves and come out swinging, you know, and swinging on behalf of the people of Florida. And that's what you need in an attorney general. Don't need anybody who's going to be bashful. Don't need anybody who's going to be up there backslapping and making friends. You need somebody to roll up their sleeves and be there for the people of Florida, and I think that's what Dan's going to do.
Dingfelder is behind the state's chief financial officer, Alex Sink, in the upcoming race for governor.
Clearly, I'm with Alex Sink. You know, I think she's going to be a great governor, and I think, you know, she'll be the first woman governor for the state of Florida, and it's about time. You know, my wife tells me all the time that women can run things better than men anyway, so... But the bottom line is Alex has tremendous credentials, and she's now taking those and translating those into public service, and good for her.
Susan Smith, the precinct organizing chair for the Hillsborough County Democratic Party, is looking forward to the Democratic races coming up.
I think we have good candidates across the board in Alex Sink for governor and Kendrick Meek for Senate, and in either Senator Ehrenberg or Senator Gelber for the attorney general's race.
The attorney general, gubernatorial, and Senate races will be held in November 2010. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.